From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President-elect Donald Trump continues to put his White House transition team together. Kellyanne Conway, who was an advisor to the Trump campaign for president, is now part of that team. She's optimistic about making progress despite the protests that have occurred across the United States.
We're just working really hard to help form a government. President-elect Trump is receiving many phone calls, making many phone calls, receiving visitors, and focusing very much on assembling his core team.
Protests against Trump's victory of Hillary Clinton continued this Sunday throughout the United States, and there were protests like this.
We are the popular vote! We are the popular vote! We are the popular vote! We are the popular vote!
Demonstrators critical of the Electoral College system that allowed Trump to win despite balloting that still shows that Democrat Hillary Clinton had more popular votes than Trump. Meanwhile, the British and French foreign ministers will not participate in special talks with their European Union counterparts to discuss how to deal with the U.S. president-elect, who some European leaders have said does not understand the relationship between the U.S. and the EU. In a telephone discussion with her campaign donors, Hillary Clinton has blamed FBI Director James Comey for her defeat in the U.S. presidential election, saying his reopening of a probe into her use of a private email server broke the momentum of the campaign. Nearly every national opinion poll showed Democrat Clinton leading Republican challenger Donald Trump in the weeks leading up to the election. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called Sunday for ministers to refrain from comment on Donald Trump's presidency after right-wing politicians said his election win put an end to a two-state solution with the Palestinians. This is VOA News. A powerful 7.4 earthquake has hit New Zealand, about 90 kilometers from the city of Christchurch, the biggest city on New Zealand's South Island. It was felt over 200 kilometers away in the capital, Wellington. The U.S. Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said there was no tsunami threat from Monday's quake. There were no immediate reports of casualties or damage. However, the 6.3 quake in Christchurch in 2011 killed 185 people and caused widespread damage. The Iraqi military says it has captured the city of Nimrud that had been overrun with Islamic State militants. Iraq's Joint Operations Command, or JOC, said Sunday in a statement that the 9th Division of the Iraqi Army liberated the town of Nimrud completely. It raised the Iraqi flag over its buildings after the enemy suffered heavy casualties. Nimrud is near an ancient Assyrian capital that the Iraqi government said last year was destroyed by militants. It was not immediately known if the military had retaken the archaeological site. The United States has agreed to take in refugees from Australia who are being held in Papua New Guinea and Nauru after failing to reach Australia by boat. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull spoke about the agreement.
The agreement is with the United States. It is a one-off agreement. It will not be repeated. It is only available to those currently in the regional processing centres. It will not be available to any persons who seek to reach Australia in the future.
Asylum seekers who try to reach Australia by boat are sent to detention centres on the two Pacific islands and are permanently banned from resettling in Australia, even if they are found to be true refugees. Human rights groups have been highly critical of the living conditions on the islands. Colombia's government and its largest rebel group signed a new modified peace accord in Havana following the surprise rejection of an earlier deal by voters in a referendum. President Juan Manuel Santos and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia inked an initial peace deal on September 26th, amid international fanfare after more than 4 years of negotiations and more than 50 years of war. But voters rejected it on October 2nd by just 55,000 votes, dealing a stunning setback to Santos, who won the Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts to end Colombia's conflict. South Korean prosecutors are likely to question President Park Geun-hye this week concerning a corruption scandal that has crippled her administration and sparked massive rallies calling for her resignation. An official in Seoul's prosecutor's office said they need to question the president Tuesday or Wednesday at the latest. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.